What sort of trees do you have around here?
Well, this big tree here is red oak. And the water oak is not as big as these, and they stay green all the winter, the water oaks do. They have little leaves about like your fingers. And they stay green all the winter. In the spring, they will shed these leaves and put on new ones. But these old red oaks shed theirs off about Christmas and after Christmas. And then we have, this is a pine country around here, but the timber is about gone. And they've been setting out timber here for 25 years, you know. People have a piece of ground that you didn't want to farm, or you can just get out in the open woods where there are not too many other trees and set them out and they'll grow. Little pines about that high. If you have set them out the first year, the claim won't live the second.
What other kinds of trees do they have around here? Like the
oak and the pine? Well, they have sweet gum, which are not very big. Well, I don't see very many different. Post oaks, they're not a big thing either, but they will make acorns. And gum. They have a tree here they call black gum. And they go around where it's wet. And most of them black gum is holler, lots of them, and them still are living there. They holler. My father used to cut them down and make bee gums out of them. He would cut them in pieces as long as he wanted to be known, clean it out and get a head for it, and take an auger and bore a hole this way and miss that hole and bore one above it, and there the bees could hang their honey to them rods and run it through there.
What about a kind of tree that grows around water? I think it's got a white scaly bark, you know, it's got little balls on it.
Sweet.
It's peeling that thing, but you can peel the bark off.
Oh, let's see. Would that be sycamore?
Okay.
There's two, three of them out down by the fence. Great big things. We cut them down one time to get rid of them, and we didn't burn them enough, and they sprouted and come out again, and it's up there 50 feet high. And you notice them when you leave. Just across the road on the other side, them big trees, they're sycamores. You make a pretty little bowl that hangs up there, you know.
What about the kind of tree that George Washington cut down?
Cherry?
Okay. And this is a shrub or a bush. I'm not sure if they have it around here. It's the leaves turn bright red early, and it's got little clusters of berries on it.
Well, that maple is a tree. A maple is a tree that puts out early, you know, and they make a bloom.
What about a bush, though?
Oh, a low-down bush.
Do you have something here called sumac or shumac?
Shumac, yeah. Well, I know shumac. It don't grow hard in this, you know. A low-down tree, shumac.
Are those berries good for anything?
Well, I really don't know. It sort of seems to me like that my mother and her mother used to use that old shumac in the dye business some way or another. I don't know what you're talking about. Shumac, they go around here now. I see one of them there once in a while. And they used indigo for dye.